Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with us, too, because we got a new friend I want to introduce you to. Jay Myers is with us right now. Jay is a small business owner just like you. He started a business just like you did. He's grown in his business just like you are. He's had some adversity just like you have had. Maybe his was a little different from yours. And he's going to tell us about his successes and his failures, the times when he hit a grand slam, the times when he got rained out. He's got a new book out called Keep Swinging, an entrepreneur's story of overcoming adversity and achieving small business success. Jay, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
I know you probably would rather not have lived through the experience that kind of caused you to want to write the book.
Well, that's true. As you may know, after reading the book, we had a little incident here in my business, Interactive Solutions, here in Memphis, where my accounting manager stole almost $260,000 from us.
Wow. Now, you don't have a tiny small business, but it's not so big that $250,000 isn't a big chunk.
Well, that's right, Jim. I mean, you know, I guess today I can't really necessarily call it necessarily small business, but I mean, we this year will probably do a little bit north of $12 million. But
do you run your business? You founded the business, right?
I did.
Do you still run your business?
I do run the business, so I'm here every day.
You're a small business owner, then.
That is correct. So,
yep.
You know, part of the premise in writing the book was to write a book, you know, with someone that is actually still in the business and not, you know, necessarily on the speaker's tour or a consultant or something of that nature. I'm living and bumping and grinding every day.
Yeah.
And my business was about half the size, maybe a little bit less than that, when I discovered the theft back in 2000.
And this was a trusted employee.
It was. It was an accounting manager. She had been with us a few, almost a year at that point in time, and she was doing the day-to-day financials, the books, you know, the P&Ls, the paying the expense reports, doing all the postings and depositing checks, et cetera. So it was gut-wrenching. It was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever been through in my professional life.
How did you come to be concerned about it? What happened? What was inkling that you had a problem?
This is going to sound crazy. It's going to sound like a John Grisham novel, I'll tell you. I mean, this part of it. But truly what happened was that I was – I'm an avid reader, and I like to read books, and I like to read magazines. And one of my favorite magazines is Inc. Magazine.
Right.
We've been fortunate to be on their list of fastest-growing private companies in the United States.
No wonder you like that magazine.
Yeah. You know, it's been great publicity. Exactly. They've had us on the list like three times now.
Deservedly so.
We've been very fortunate. I feel very honored to have been on the list and our company and all. And at the time, I was reading the issue, I believe it was the May issue of Inc. in 2003. Literally, Jim, I was reading an article about a thief within. It was a story about a firm up north in Illinois that had their accounting manager steal over $200,000 from
them.
Through a series of forged checks to credit card scams, et cetera.
Right.
Literally, it was the evening. It was like it was yesterday. It was the evening of April the 28th of 2003.
Not that you remember the exact moment.
Not that I remember. A Monday night. So, you know, and I was reading the article, and I just, when I went to bed that night, I didn't sleep very well. And it was just, I was tossing and turning and thinking about that article all night long. I woke up Tuesday morning, April the 29th of 2003, went in the office. We had a little training session going on with some software and some things going on with the a new package we had bought or whatever, and I just couldn't get that article out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally, I was trying to think, gosh, how could someone steal from my business, Interactive Solutions here? You know, we're a very fast-growing business. I running and gunning and selling and doing and things,
right,
just like everybody else
out
there.
It's hard to hold on to all the little pieces, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, here's the crazy part. I'm a real nut about money, but, you know, you can't really do everything. And anyway, I remember somewhere about halfway through the training session, I remember turning around and thinking, gosh, I think I know how it could happen here. Huh. I'm thinking about our payroll records, and we call in our payroll to this company called Paychex.
Yeah.
So literally I called the receptionist into the room, and I said, I need to see the payroll records. She brought them in, dropped them out there right in front of me. I opened them up, and within 5 minutes, Jim,
you found employees you didn't have.
I'm sorry?
You saw employees you didn't have.
Well, actually, I saw employees that I had, but what had happened there was they were actually looked at bonus columns and commission columns, and the receptionist that just handed me the payroll records and our accounting manager both had bonuses and commissions next to their names. And I'm thinking, those two aren't eligible for bonuses or commissions.
Right.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
So I just went into kind of a crazy, panicky kind of mode there. I closed the books, raced to my office, slammed the door, and called the payroll company. I said, what's going on here? Why did these people get bonuses and commissions? And they said, well, this lady, Linda Merritt, she authorized them, the accounting manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? I said, did you realize Linda had a boss? And they said, who's that? And I said, you're talking to him. And I remember them saying, oh, my God, about three different times.
Oh, no.
And then it just went crazy from there.
So she had been making out these fictitious checks. The people whose name the bonuses were beside weren't collaborating with her, right?
Well, what had happened was that it was just
conspiring with her, I should say.
This was probably the cleanest and neatest, Jim, of the whole theft. What had happened was that they had just put bonuses next to their names and collected the checks. And what they had done was gone ahead and just phoned them in and everything, and realizing that at the time I was not looking at the payroll records very carefully.
Right.
I was having a lot of personal issues. My brother had just died suddenly.
Right.
And I was grieving and very, very difficult.
You
time.
Took your eye off the ball for a little bit, didn't you?
I took my eye off the ball, and that particular part of the theft was just incredibly easy for them to do. That was about $40,000 of the $260,000.
So she had co-conspirators?
Well, what had happened was that after we discovered the payroll portion of it, it got a little more complicated, because at that point we called in some different people, including a certified fraud examiner.
Right.
Who came in and looked at our books. And
a forensic expert.
Like the CSI kind of people.
Right, yeah. No, they got those folks. They're accounting forensics. They're auditors who go in and look at like a crime scene, and only they look at the financials. Hold on to that thought. We're going to finish it. We're going to finish this story and find out what Jay learned from all this. Right to these messages. It's a compelling story by Jay Myers. His book is called Keep Swinging. This book might be one you want to hang on to, folks. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. We got some having an incredibly compelling story that Jay Myers is telling us. Folks, his book is called Keep Swinging, an entrepreneur's story of overcoming adversity. And Jay, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book's available at, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, in the Memphis area, Davis Kidd. So we're actually doing a book signing this coming Saturday at Barnes & Noble in the Memphis area, actually in Collierville, at the Carriage Crossing Mall.
Now, the book is not just about this story you're telling us. You got a lot of great tips and pointers in here about how to be successful in small business.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I mean, there's a number of other things, and I think, you know, certainly the theft and the $260,000 is very, the way we wrote it in the book is very compelling, but there's a lot of other things that have happened to us. You know, the business got started because I got fired from the company I was working for.
Sounds like me.
On my birthday, so back about 12 years ago, and that's kind of how we got going, and we had to face a lot of problems, including getting in, you know, trying to get banks in the local area to back us to get us in business, which was difficult without a quality business plan. And, you know, some things a lot of the folks that listen to this show go through. We've had health crisis. We've had family crises and things that have gotten in the way. And, you know, other things like buying out a partner a few years after the business got going, which was very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we felt like that the book kind of takes a collection of a lot of these stories. And rather than telling folks, you know, all the great things we've done and the awards and the Inc. magazine and all this kind of stuff, we certainly talk about the fact that we've had those kind of things happen, but also, more importantly, the mistakes we've made
to learn by those. That's so important,
Jay. Don't do as we
did,
as we say, okay?
That's so important for people like you and me who've been around the block a few times to give back to people who are coming up. And let them know that you can fail, you can have adversity, and still manage to make it. You know, I mean, I've told my audience before, there have been days in my business where I didn't know if I, you know, never mind whether I'm going to be here tomorrow, I didn't know if I was going to be here the next hour.
That, you know, that's exactly right. You know, Jim, I mean, I think there was days, you know, gut-wrenching things. When my older brother died and I had to come back in the office and pull myself together to run the business.
Right.
And then, you know, less than 10 months later, I discover that this lady's stealing this money. So I lose a family member, a close family member, and almost lost my business in less than a year.
Now, let me ask you a quick question, and so we get on through this thing. The other employees were taking the money, too, that she was paying them, and were they splitting it or something?
Well, this is going to get a little crazy. This may be the part of the screenplay where we do the movie.
Yeah.
Jim. What happened was that the first part of the theft was about $40,000 or so, which was the payroll scam, which was just simply me not looking at payroll records, the accounting manager calling in their own bonuses. The second part was a little bit trickier because it was an accounts payable theft, which involved basically the accounting manager writing checks to herself and basically forging with a rubber stamp my signature.
Right.
But when I looked in the records and all the financials and the QuickBooks and so on and so forth, and I saw these different entries, what I was seeing was entries to legitimate vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really – and I look over this thing all the time, thinking how we're doing, you know, who we paying, so on and so forth. When I looked at those records, which I did frequently, I saw nothing but legitimate vendors and then entries mostly under $5,000,
right.
This plethora of checks.
Right.
What happened was when we brought in the CFE, the Certified Fraud Examiner, he discovered the fact of these checks that were actually forged, made out to her. And my wife actually had to go down to the bank and look at these checks and say, that's not Jay's signature, that's not Jay's signature. And it was gut-wrenching to see those appear on the computer and come back to my office and had to look at all that stuff and realize somebody had done this. But here was the key to it, and this is for all the folks listening to this. This is the key. The way she was able to pull it off was the fact that she had convinced me the bank was not supplying the bank statements with the image check. Had I seen those image checks, I would have noticed 50, 60 checks made out to this lady, obviously way before that, and would not have let it happen. But, Jim, she was a professional.
You need to go through – you at least need to have somebody hand you the bank statement, don't you?
Exactly, and so
even if you don't look at it, make sure they give it to you so they know that you're going to be. They don't know you're not going to look at it.
Right. What happened was that this lady was a professional thief. She knew that I was down. I mean, she literally came to the funeral home. She was so orchestrated in this whole game that she was playing.
But now you took her to court, right? You took her to court. Did she go to jail?
We did. We took her to court. We prosecuted her through the United States Secret Service, and I'm proud to tell you that she's in jail.
All right.
Since 2010.
All right, that's good news. And did you get any money back?
We did get about 90% of the money back through various insurance.
Congratulations.
Tax refunds.
Holy mackerel.
Well, and there's a long story in between this. The accounting firm we were using for an audit did not discover the theft. We had some
It was on them, too. But was there anybody else involved besides her?
Well, that's the other intriguing part. The lady that I mentioned.
I don't have much time left. Go ahead.
Sure. The receptionist that brought me the payroll records was in on it as well. We thought it was just a friend of the accounting manager's.
Yeah.
It was actually her daughter.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. It could happen to you, folks. It's kind of this, not this to this elaborate scale, not this big a scale, but it's happened to me. Employees are stolen from me. It'll happen to you if you're in business long enough. Hey, Jay, give us your website quickly, please.
The website for the book is www.keepswingingbook.com.
Keepswingingbook.com. Hey, thanks, Jay, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.